Number 39. Mr. Hyena failed to be a Muslim. At a certain time, a hyena and a crow were friends. Their friendship was going on well. If one happened to get some food, they would share it with the other. They did this for a very long time. But both of them were not eating good food. Sometime later, the two of them heard that at the coast there was the religion of Islam. Islam was all about respecting God. The hyena had a desire to learn about this, and so it said goodbye to its friend, saying, "Friend, I'm going to the coast. I want to go and learn Islam, so that I can become a Muslim too." The crow let the friend go and stayed behind. The hyena went to the coast and spent 3 years there learning. Afterwards, the hyena qualified to be a Muslim, and so he got baptized. The hyena was then given Islamic clothing, a prayer robe. It also received prayer beads, which showed that it was now a qualified teacher of Islam. When it returned, the hyena met its friend the crow. It told the friend that it was now baptized, and that it could not continue eating carrion. It went on saying that it was going to observe prayers regularly. The crow said, "But is it true that the hyena has stopped eating carrion? I will test to see for myself if it really has stopped." The crow then got up before dawn and went to lay down on the path. It pretended to be dead. Some ants came and gathered around its eyes. Now the hyena was on its way to pray at the mosque. While walking, the hyena found the crow sleeping on the road. The hyena said, "What's up, my friend?" "My friend." But the crow did not answer. Upon looking closely, the hyena saw some ants plastered around the crow's eyes. So it thought its friend had died. Still, it doubted, saying, "Even though you pretend to be dead, I am now a Muslim and I no longer eat carrion." The hyena walked a little further and turned around. Then it said, "I no longer eat carrion, but let me take it for the children." It tried to push with its leg, but the crow didn't move. The hyena was now convinced that the crow was dead. So it picked the crow up to take it home. But when it tried to pluck some feathers from the wing, the crow felt the pain and escaped by flying away. Now the hyena was full of shame because the change was not real. It was only pretending.